CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fired Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fired Up with CJ. Log on, firedupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back, everyone. Fired Up with CJ. Joining us this segment, we have intuitive healer Britta Dubelz, and she'll be talking about the recent tragic events that have taken place in Boston, of course, Newtown before that. You can find more shows like this one at firedupwithcj.com. Brandon, filling in for Cassandra today. We'll get things over to your host, CJ.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and we're talking about what crazy times we live in. I mean, people getting bombed at the end of a finish line at a race, kids getting gunned down at school. Now when I go to the movie theater, there's a little warning that, like, hey, if anything strange should happen, like some person stands up and decides to shoot you, here's where you go. I mean, the world feels so much less safe than it used to. And I think in a lot of ways, all of these acts of violence have really left many of us in a state of fear, hatred, and anger. And certainly it's understandable and easy to go there. But in this segment, we're going to talk about a different way of dealing and reacting to the whole situation. And we have Britta Dubelz, who is here with us, who has helped clients transition through challenging life circumstances and to embrace change. So we're going to be talking about how we can embrace the changing world that we live in. So welcome, Britta.
Hello, CJ. How are you?
Great. It's great to have you here. I feel like
Thank
I'm with
you.
my soul sister here.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so tell me, how, you know, we had a conversation about this earlier. What would you say the spiritual perspective is on all of this?
Well, you know what I would like to clarify? I would like to clarify what a spiritual perspective really is.
Okay.
You know, a spiritual perspective does not belong to religion
mm-hmm.
or any certain belief. You know, a spiritual perspective really is a perspective of oneness and love. It's a love and light perspective, and it gets confirmed by science, because science is confirming that we are all literally one.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, when we look at all of these acts of violence, right, it is inevitable. Inevitable that we feel the effects of it on the human level, right? And so we feel these emotions of revenge and anger and hatred, and we're going to get them back, right? And it's such a
mm-hmm.
natural, normal human response.
Mm-hmm.
And so to shift into the spiritual perspective is to not to put rose-colored glasses on, no, on the contrary, really seeing that these acts of violence are there for us to choose a higher perspective. All of these things that we're seeing around the world, you know, is really opportunity for us to understand that, okay, there is an increase of violence, there is an increase of fear, so the only way to look at this is through that spiritual perspective of oneness, of love, of light. And that is understanding that, you know, everybody is of the same essence, of this love and of this light, and that whoever is acting out in anger or in violence, really is very disconnected within
mm-hmm.
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's a belief that's making them feel the disconnect or the rage or the anger or the hatred, or it's really deep pain within
mm-hmm.
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That is
so, I mean,
them act out. Hmm?
So that's what you mean. So when you're saying that, you know, when you have the acts of violence, it's an opportunity to go back to a spiritual perspective, go to a sense of oneness, love, and light. And so what that means is, so the oneness then, what is the specific belief that you would ask us to challenge? Because I think when I think of that, I think, well, you know, I think of that's them, and I would never do anything like that, right? But then if you have any sense of anger, revenge, then yes, I mean, maybe you wouldn't do that, but then you can relate to that as well, don't you think? I mean, the oneness to me looks at and says, I'm that same person. I may not react at that same way, but we're all, if we're all one, then I am also part of that anger and rage that was manifested in this awful way. Is that how you look at it, or how do you look at it?
The way I look at it is that we will not be free of the suffering and of the experience of suffering until all of the suffering on this planet is done. Mm-hmm. Because scientifically, it's proven that around the world, if there's a butterfly flapping its wings, that is affecting us right here, right? Mm-hmm. And so for us to disconnect from anybody and to look at them as separate and to look at them, well, that's something I would never do, and then to judge them as a bad person and to judge them and, you know, have that hatred and that anger toward them feeds more of the anger, feeds more of the negativity, fuels more of the same that we're judging, that mm-hmm. we're not wanting. You know, because we're actually feeling it and we're actually fueling it and we're actually confirming and approving of it mm-hmm, within ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, so you're saying that, I mean, we may, when we look at others, you know, the bombers, the mentally, you know, challenged people, and we say, oh, you're bad, what you did was wrong, you know, all these, and you go through and cast judgment, then what you're doing is breeding the same thing that probably caused them to commit those acts of violence to begin with, right?
Well, I mean, you know, most likely the reason why they did what they did was because they felt like they needed to teach a lesson. And mm-hmm. for some reason, they felt that they were right in doing what they were doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so to look at that through a very clear lens, of course, we understand that that way of thinking is not of oneness either, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that way of thinking is disconnected and negative in itself. So we don't want to go and tell them what you did was great, you did good. No, of course not. But to look at the cause, the disconnect, the negativity within them with compassion is going to allow for it to still be what it is, wrong. But at the same time, it will fuel, the compassion will actually, the energy of compassion will fuel in that instant, in that moment, opportunity for healing, opportunity for solution. Because ultimately, you know, they are going to be held justice, right? Brought to justice by the system. And but from a spiritual perspective, every soul is going to take responsibility for all of their actions themselves, you know. And of course, this is probably a stretch for many people, right? The shift into this oneness, into this love perspective, because it is something that takes practice. It is something that takes understanding, you know, and so it can very often cause resistance within people where they're saying, oh, well, that's just, you know, that's just wrong or that's just off. But, you know, it's really about allowing for that to resonate. It's really allowing for that perspective to marinate for a moment and to see if what does it take to actually have compassion for somebody who does not have compassion.
Okay, and in the next segment, we are going to be offering a meditation that will help those who to allay your fears of violence and to move to a different place. And whether it's to feel compassion for yourself or for other people, like you were talking about. So we have intuitive healer Britta Dubelz here, and we'll be right back.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on fireitupwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky.
Sky. Welcome back, everyone. Fired Up with CJ. Today, we've got intuitive healer Britta Dubelz with us here on the show. Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries. It's Brandon once again filling in for Cassandra. We'll send it back to you, CJ.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ show. I am CJ Liu, and we are very lucky today because we have Britta Dubelz, who is going to be walking us through, I called it a meditation, but really it's a healing practice. So we'll help you take any of the fears that you may have had, whether those fears are violence or any traumas that you've had or just fear in general that you're experiencing now. Maybe it's a fear that you had in your past, but Britta is going to step us through practice to help you work with that. So welcome back, Britta.
Thank you, CJ. All right, good. Should I just jump right into it?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Okay, good. So go ahead and start focusing on your breath and slow down your breath. And allow yourself to just take a few deep, slow, conscious in and exhales. And as you're breathing, let go of the thoughts and relax your brain, relax your neck, relax your shoulders, and relax your back, and take two more deep, slow inhales and let yourself relax just a little deeper still. And then from here, hold your hands out in front of you and visualize, imagine, or make believe that you are taking one of your fears and you're placing it into the hands in front of you. And if you do not see an image or you can't imagine it or visualize it, then just see the letters that spell fear of whatever your fear is. And so as you're looking at that fear, go ahead and focus on your breath again, because there may have been parts of your body that tightened again. And go ahead and keep looking at that fear in your hands and breathe into any part of your body, maybe your back, maybe your chest, maybe your stomach, maybe your hips, any part of your body that was tightening up just by looking at it, just by visualizing it. And as you're breathing and as you're holding it outside of you, notice that it is separate from you and that it is really helpless without you, because you give it power. You give it life through your thoughts. So as you are looking at it and you're only focusing on your breath, go ahead and understand and accept for yourself that, oh, I don't have to feed it. I don't have to grow it. I don't even have to identify with it, because it is not who you are. You are not the fear. You're completely and entirely separate from the fear. So with this understanding, go ahead and take in a few more deep breaths and give it a knot, tell the fear that you don't need it anymore. You are not choosing it anymore because it doesn't serve you and it doesn't support you. And therefore, you are now going to release it and raise up your hands and send it back into the universe. Send it back to God. Send it back to Source. Send it back to love and light vibration, whatever you believe in. Send it back. Bless it. Thank it. And see it go. And then from here, go ahead and breathe and open yourself up to what do you want to replace it with? What are you going to bring in instead? Fearlessness, courage, strength, clarity, balance, focus, motivation, creativity. What are you going to bring in instead? What has this fear been holding you away from? So go ahead and extend your arms again and receive in and replace exactly where that fear was before with what you are receiving in instead. So go ahead and breathe. And breathe into that feeling. And that in itself may even bring up a little anxiousness or a little tension because that may bring up, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can now be without my fear and be courageous or be creative or be empowered. And go ahead and accept that for a moment and just breathe and feel that experience because every experience is just that. An experience, and it comes, and it goes. And focus on your breath for another moment, and notice how all of these little experiences have come and gone. And here you are, having shifted just a degree, just a stitch, just a moment. And so know that this is something that you want to continue for yourself. Because you are here to be infinite. You are here to be limitless. You are here to be all that you know in your heart you can be. And any fear, any doubt, any worry, any limitation thinking that stands in the way, you will do the same thing with. Release it. Look at it as separate from you and release it. Because it is not who you are, and it does not define you. Remember your breath, and namaste.
Namaste. That is beautiful. I think that that is a really wonderful reminder that our fears are fueled by our thoughts, and that it's as easy as pulling it out, looking at it, and separating it, and sending it to a different place and replacing it by something else that's positive and loving. It yeah. really just as simple as that.
In, it really you know, is.
7 minutes. 7 minutes. You can. And so make sure you're not driving. Hopefully people are not all crashing on the road right now. But when you get home, make sure to listen to that. Thank you so much. How lovely was that? Thank you. We have Intuitive Healer Britta Dubelz. Tell us your website for folks who want to find out more about your practice.
Mm-hmm. That's BrittaDubelz.com.
So it's BrittaDubelz.com.
BrittaDubelz.com. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much in sharing your beautiful practice with us.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. And folks, make sure to join us next week. We're going to be talking, we're going to continue our focus on women. Specifically, what are some hang-ups we typically have as women? And how do we shed ourselves of those? We're going to be talking to Mel Duane, who is an empowerment, women's empowerment coach. And we're also going to be talking to Emily Zillig, who is a money coach, one of those areas that women are often fearful of. So let's tackle those fears and learn about money and how we can overcome our fears about money and get on top of it. So, folks, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.